Our commentator, Andrei Codrescu, has been monitoring the coverage of health care overhaul legislation, and he says it's making him sick.
The saddest part about sort of being in the news business is seeing the news on TV and realizing that as the greatest and second greatest generations struggle with ED and that ever mysterious fibromyalgia, the news is actually helpless before the disease of boredom. One network ramps up healthcare to give it the patina of CSI urgency. Another network leads off with soft human stories. Meanwhile, cable news sounds like talking head muzak. Pinned to the remote like a 20th century butterfly, I try to figure it out. When we had Bush to blame, TV news was practically giddy. That president made instant decisions, and instant, right or wrong, fits the news, which is instant and always breaking. The internet double kills TV. On the internet, you can have it long or short, Twitter size or dissertation length, and you can choose your news with sugar or cyanide, and what's even more egregious, you can be your own editor. That takes too much time, though, so the process of choosing what to feature and what to ignore still falls to the mainstream media. And how do that and make us pay attention? The truth is that we won't pay attention. We'll be too busy acquiring symptoms for the medicines we are supposed to call the doctor about. I haven't called my doctor since the last news cycle. So healthcare is the issue after all, because I feel pretty sick after half an hour of I'm not sure what. Doctor, can you fix the networks?
Andrei Codrescu is the editor of Exquisite Corpse. That's a literary journal at corpse.org.
This is NPR.